Tigers and Mariners had to wait out a 45-minute rain delay once they got going. Hisashi Iwakuma in trouble in the first, two on, one out, facing Victor Martinez.
Hanging up. Long run, Heredia. Long run for Seager. Wow. Nice play by Guillermo Heredia. A long run, slides on the track and makes the play, an important out. Well done. Seager trying to get a run on the board here for the Mariners. 2-2 pitch with Cruz at second.
That'll work.
Little looper. Nelly's bringing it here. He's getting a big wave on from Manny. Throw is way offline and knocked down as Cruz scores on the RBI single by Kyle Seager. Mariners have a 1-0 lead here in the sixth. Man, look bad. Two outs. Seventh strikeout for Verlander.
Now back-to-back curveballs, and this is a good one.
Boy, Verlander, two strikeouts in this inning, eight for the game. 2-2, Gamel, base hit! Right center field, Seager getting the wave on. Here's a throw from Collins, way offline, RBI single. Ben Gamel and the Mariners have a 2-1 lead here in the ninth. McCann 0-for-1 against Diaz. First pitch. Popped it up, taking a look. Motter, he might have a play. Did he get it? He made a great effort. Did he get it? He did! That's the ball game, and the Mariners win it. Outstanding.
The Mariners hang on for the win. Kyle Seager scores one run and drives in the other. Hisashi Iwakuma, the no decision, 5 2/3 innings. No earned runs. He struck out three, and then the bullpen tossed 3 1/3 innings of one-hit ball. The Mariners take 2 of 3 in the series, and manager Scott Servais talked about a good trip to Motown after the game.
Yeah, really hard-fought win. Our guys, you know, really hung in there and, you know, grinded at bats out against Verlander, who was, again, on top of his game today. So, you know, awesome job by our bullpen, especially, you know, keeping it right there and then giving us a chance to come back late. And it's really nice to have Kyle Seager back, no doubt. Big game by him as well.
Did it look like maybe there was a little more there early against Verlander, considering how high his pitch count was?
Oh, you know, we were grinding at bats, but he's a tough nut. He's going to stand out there and battle, and I don't know, he'll go 120, 125 pitches if he has to. So I was hoping to get him out a little bit earlier, but, you know, we just hung in all day. Kuma wasn't as sharp as sometimes we see him, but, you know, he made pitches, kept him off balance. A lot of secondary pitches, a lot of off-speed pitches today that worked. And then, like I said, our bullpen was outstanding.
Hey, Scott, Ben Gamel, that's sort of the depth you guys have been talking about all year. I mean, Henniger goes down and he comes up 2 days later, gets a game-winning game.
Yeah, really, really big. You know, we're going to keep playing those guys. You know, they got to give – they do have ability. They're young. But the only way you get experience in this league is to play, and we got to create opportunity for all the guys. You know, Heredia has really stepped up. Gamel, nice day today. We'll get Vogelbach back in there. All these guys are going to contribute.
How much of a challenge was it in the outfield today? It looked like the wind was really kind of –
Yeah, there were some balls hit very well that would have been out of here probably the last couple nights, the way the ball had been carrying. But, you know, we were on the right side of a couple of those, and, you know, maybe on the wrong side of a couple too. But it was a little bit challenging out there.
That play by Heredia in the first inning, that foul ball play, how much did that help to set Kuma back on track?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, get all the outs you can. When there's an out there, you got to go get it, even the last out of the game. You know, great play by Motter to go into the crowd to catch that ball. And you need him. At the big league level, you can't give teams extra outs. And, you know, our outfield defense, I mean, we've seen a huge difference in upgrade this year where we were last year, and it's paying dividends.
Hey, Eddie looks a little better than you.
Yeah, he's getting real sharp and crisp, and it's nice. And we're going to, like I said, can give him consistent work. It's really important as young as he is. And when he's right, you know, he's as good as it gets.
Already is stretching to the double. Did it look like on the replay he was safe?
Yeah, we all did because we're Mariners. you know, I did think he was safe. An aggressive play, you know, thought he could make it. You know, the guy made a nice off-balance throw. You know, he's trying to push the envelope there in a big part of the game. And, you know, didn't go his way. But
did you like the read on that
yeah,
he had?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. He's an aggressive player, and we'll keep pushing the envelope.
He's got that play by Motter. I mean, he didn't play much first base. I know he plays everywhere. But
he's a good athlete. He's a good athlete. He's a good baseball player. And, you know, when it's up there, you're hoping he can reach over and get it. But I haven't seen the replay of it yet. Before I was, I, you know, don't know how he caught it, but I'm sure glad he did.
He's fine overall. I mean, Tuesday night was a shellacking. And then you come back with two really complete, clean games.
Yeah, we got outscored probably in the series, but we ended up winning the series. Yeah, so we'll take it. I think that's getting back to playing our style of ball. We had a rough night, you know, first night in here. They scored some runs against us. We didn't pitch very well, but, you know, our guys washed it off and got back after it. We won the series and need to continue to build some momentum here on the road. We've played a lot of games on the road, and, you know, getting a series here is really big for us.
Edwin Diaz picks up his third save of the season. He talked about a key win as Seattle tries to turn its season around.
I came happy to pitch, like, try to make my out quicker. And, you know, I feel the same yesterday and today. You know, yesterday we won 8-0. Today we won 2-1. I got the same feeling, you know, try to win the game.
But you're not a little more excited to go in and get the save there?
You know, I just want to get the win, you know, try to help the team to win. You know, today I got the save, yesterday no, but, you know, it doesn't matter for me. You know, I just want to battle for and help the team to win.
How did Motter make that catch? Do you know?
I saw him. I started looking the catch because I think it was a foul ball. And then everybody started looking, and I started looking, and, you know, I made that catch. It was amazing. You know, close the game. We good play.
Are you feeling sharper in the role now that you've pitched a couple times in non-save situations?
You know, I feel better now. You know, I start working with my towers, wrist and everything, you know, keep straight to that play, you know, and start throwing my ball better now.
The Mariners' trip through the Central Division continues on Friday in Cleveland.